Bijoy Kumar Moni versus Paresh Manna and another. The Supreme Court of India addressed the issue of liability under Section 138 of the Negotiable Instruments Act, 1881, NI Act, concerning dishonored cheques. Case facts. Parties involved. Complainant appellant, Bijoy Kumar Moni, a construction entrepreneur. Accused respondent, Paresh Manna, Director of Shilapti Hospital Private Limited. Background. In 2006, Moni alleged that he lent 8,45,000 rupees to Manna, comprising 7 lakhs rupees via bearer check and 1,45,000 rupees in cash. To repay this amount, Manna issued a check for 8,45,000 rupees, which was dishonored due to insufficient funds. Moni initiated legal proceedings under Section 138 of the NI Act against Manna. The trial court and sessions court convicted Manna, sentencing him to 1 year of imprisonment. On appeal, the Calcutta High Court acquitted Manna, noting that the cheque was issued on behalf of the company, which was not made a party to the case. Final judgment. The Supreme Court upheld the High Court's acquittal, emphasizing that liability under Section 138. The term drawer refers to the person who has an account with the bank and on whose behalf the check is issued. In cases where a check is issued by a company, the company is the principal offender. An authorized signatory of the company cannot be held liable under Section 138 unless the company itself is arraigned as an accused. Vicarious liability under Section 141 of the NI Act arises only when the company is prosecuted alongside its officers. Conclusion. Since Shilapti Hospital Private Limited, the company, was not made an accused in the proceedings, Manna, as its director and authorized signatory, could not be held individually liable under Section 138. This judgment underscores the necessity of prosecuting the company as the principal offender in check dishonor cases involving corporate entities, ensuring that authorized signatories are not unjustly held liable without the company's inclusion in the proceedings.